To carry the lamp in dark and difficult times, it's necessary to shift perspective, to open our minds, to move beyond what Zen Master Suzuki Roshi calls small mind, the small or frightened sense of self we have, to a vast perspective, to open ourselves from the fears and confusions of the small mind, to live in the reality of the present. It's as if we walk from the cave into the sunlight. The image from the Buddha is to make the mind like a sky, where all kinds of weather, storms and lightning, clouds and rainbows can appear and disappear, and yet the sky remains open, transparent, allowing for all things, untouched by the movement of the weather. He goes on, if you take a spoonful of salt and put it in a cup, the water will taste salty. But if you take the same spoonful of salt and put it in a lake, the water will remain clear and refreshing. Open your mind like sky or space, like a great forest pool. Allow for a big perspective. As you open to this vast perspective, you find that you also shift from the small mind which lives in time to the liberated mind which lives in the timeless present. There is only the timeless present, the reality of now, and now, and now. The past is a memory. Good or bad, it's gone. The future is a fantasy, a thought here in the present, not yet come. With our thoughts, we create past and future, and yet we are always here and now. Some scientists tell us there are 67,000 thoughts that go through our mind every day, and I remember seeing a cartoon in the New Yorker that showed a car crossing the great Utah desert, and the roadside sign said, "Your own tedious thoughts, next 200 miles." Our thoughts and fears limit us. As Mark Twain said, "My life has been filled with terrible misfortunes, most of which never happened." When we shift from the small mind of worries and fears and separateness from the world to the timeless present, we come to rest here where we are. And it is only in the present that we can actually be alive. It is only in the present that we can love. It is the moments of the present that create the future that will come. Yes, our stories are important to us, but they should not limit us. As we go through hard times, we can remember the words of Vilhelmur Stefansson, the great polar explorer. He writes, "The oldest, most widespread stories in the world are adventure stories about human heroes who venture into the myth countries at the risk of their lives and bring back tales of the world beyond. It could be argued that the narrative art itself arose from the need to tell an adventure, that a person risking their life in perilous encounters and difficulties constitutes the original definition of what is worth talking about. And yet, having an adventure shows that someone is incompetent, that something has gone wrong. An adventure is interesting enough in retrospect, especially to the person who didn't have it. At the time it happens, it usually constitutes an exceedingly disagreeable experience." We have our stories about what has happened and what is happening, but we need to remember they are only stories. And in 5 or 10 or 20 years, as we look back, what will this adventure story look like? Because it's all here now, to be known, and you can see what it would look like from the vast perspective of time even as you listen to these words. Shakespeare said the world is a dream, or all the world is a stage. The Diamond Sutra declares, "Thus shall ye think of this fleeting world, a star at dawn, a flash of lightning in a summer cloud, an echo, a rainbow, a phantom, and a dream." The world appears and disappears as our breath rises and falls within us. Rest in the reality of the present and know that this is all there is. Time past and time future here with each breath. This is not just a philosophy, it is the most practical instruction. When Robert and Teresa lost all their money in a banking scandal that was not their fault, they realized they would have to sell their home and change their whole lifestyle. Both of them grieved, were angry, upset, overwhelmed by the betrayal. But Robert especially, for weeks and then months, he couldn't sleep. He worried incessantly. He pictured himself with a shopping cart on the street. Mind you, Robert was a successful engineer. But in the story that he told, future time became an oppressive prison. Teresa, his wife, was wiser about it. She knew that life could begin again. She knew about the renewal of the spring, and that all things that end make way for something new. In the midst of Robert's great suffering, he came to a meditation retreat. I invited him to begin to practice living in the present, to practice mindfulness and compassion, to feel his body here and now on the earth, to focus on the sensations of his breath and his steps. He could begin to feel the tension he carried, and as he did, he could also see the slant of the morning spring sunlight coming through the window into the room and hear the screech of the scrub jay outside. Coming back to his senses, he could see that the worry and panic, the stories that he told over and over, were the product of a fearful imagination and not present as truth. Walking mindfully, he began to feel his steps and touch the earth and come back to live in the reality here and now. Through all the changes in the year and two that followed, Teresa and Robert remade their lives, and they did it by living one day at a time, with their loss and their grief as part of the story, but only as one part, and with the planting of seeds in the garden and the sense of peace that comes in knowing there is only now, and now we can always begin again. Let yourself sit quite comfortably, seated here in this human form on this earth. Allow your eyes to close gently and come back to the sense of your breath breathing itself. Now shift your attention to become aware of these words. Shift your mindfulness from awareness of breath and body to hear sounds. Listen to these words and to the space between the words. And notice how the words appear and vanish, leaving no trace. Wherever you are, listen as well to the sounds around you, if you can hear them. Notice how they too arise for a moment exist in the present and pass away. Listen to these sounds too, and the space between them. As you listen, hear the sound of these bells. And they too, like my words, arise and disappear. Listen to the most distant sounds, the soft sounds in the room, the far distant sounds beyond. And as you listen, let yourself sense or feel or imagine any way you can that your mind is not limited to the size of your head. As you hear these bells, and as you listen to these words, imagine or feel that your mind is open like the vast sky, with no borders and no boundaries. The mind is like space, as large as the room or building you're in, and beyond, like the great sky itself. Let yourself feel or picture or imagine that these words are like clouds that appear for a moment in the clear, empty sky of awareness and then vanish. That the sounds of the bells they too arise, display themselves, and then disappear. In its true state, the mind is timeless, open and spacious like the vast sky, composed of awareness itself that is unborn and undying, pure, transparent, without color, allowing for all things yet not limited by them. Relax into this vast space of knowing, the space of awareness that is your own mind. Rest in it. Trust it. It is your home. And just as sounds come and go in this vast space, notice too the play of body and mind. Thoughts will come and float through the space of awareness, words and pictures, little stories, appearing for a moment as if on the screen, known by awareness, and then disappearing. The sensations of body and breath also float in this vast space of awareness. The breath moves like a breeze in space. Feel it. And the sensations of body are not solid. Feel carefully there are areas of warmth and cool, of tightness and tension, of pressure and sensation. There is no solid body, but areas and points of sensation that float in the clear, open space of mind. Relax in this spaciousness. Sounds come and go. Thoughts and images appear and disappear. The breath moves like a breeze, and sensations float and change. Trust the space of awareness. Rest in it. It is your own true nature, peaceful and free. It is home. And as you rest in the space of awareness, you can feel the vastness of time. The space of awareness is timeless, and past is but a story in the present, future yet to come another story. Rest in the reality of the present, outside of time. Let the mind and heart open up, so the whole show of birth and death, pleasure and pain, light and dark, difficult and easy, the dance of incarnation appears, ever-changing, in the vast present space of your own mind. Seated as the Buddha, you can bow to it all. The paradox of the tentativeness of it and the preciousness of it, of the universal dance, and that which feels so personal. And yet somewhere deep inside you know is not personal. As Juan Ramon Jimenez writes, I am not I. I am this one walking beside me, whom I do not see, whom at times I manage to visit, and at other times I forget. The one who remains silent when I talk. The one who forgives sweet when I hate. The one who takes a walk when I am indoors. The one who will remain standing when I die. This timeless awareness is your undying spirit. Trust in it in all the seasons. Yes, you will have times of difficulty. The heart will break. The conflicts of humanity and burdens will be upon you. Step back. Perceive, as the alchemical master Hermes Trismegistus instructs, that you are not yet begotten, that you are in the womb, that you are young, that you are old, that you have died, that you are in the world beyond the grave. Hold in your mind all this at once, all times, all arisings and passings, and now you can begin to see with the eyes of a sage. Rest in the reality of the present, the mysterious vastness from which you come, to which all things return, your own true nature. From this timeless perspective, Now let yourself look back at your difficulty. As the poet Rumi says, pay regular visits to yourself. From your true nature, look back at the difficulty through which you are passing. How have I treated this difficulty so far? And how have I suffered by my own response or reaction to it? From the vast perspective of time and space, what does this problem ask me to let go of? And what is the sorrow or suffering here that is unavoidable, that is my measure to accept? Take your time, listen with your heart. What strengths do I have to draw on in this challenging time? You can know. And what great lesson might these difficulties be here to teach me? What is the gold, the value hidden in going through this time? What can I bring from this back to the world? And from the vast and timeless mind, look back at this difficulty as if 10 or 20 years from now. Imagine what a story it will make. Make it a good lesson. Give it the best possible ending. You are the awareness of all that arises and passes, and you are the one who can tell the story. Make it a story of transformation, of compassion, of understanding or dignity. Make it a story worthy of telling. And finally, come back to the space of timeless awareness, to the vast sky of knowing, beyond the small sense of self, what is called the body of fear. To the luminous and timeless spirit, the awareness that is your true home. The sounds come and go. And in the vastness, release the loyalty you have to your suffering. Release the holding and identification with the drama. You can live through it honorably, but know that it is not who you really are. Live in joy, says the Buddha, in love, even among those who hate. live in joy and health, even among the afflicted. Live in joy and peace, even among the troubled. Look within, find stillness, free from fear and attachment. Know for yourself the sweet joy of living in the way. In the timeless present, the wisdom heart awakens. You remember who you really are. Rest in the open, clear space of awareness. And let this vast space of awareness be filled with compassion as well for all those lost in the small sense of self, the body of fear, who have forgotten who they really are. Remember this timeless present. Rest in it. Trust it. It is your home. Allow the compassion for all beings to flow through it. And know that you can always be here, present and free.